Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
to the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to what? Rejoice and be glad, and I tell you, it's just so much going on. Yes, 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 we're always talking about everything that's going on around about us. We know that the soon coming King, he's soon to come. We see the signs all around about us. Oh, yes, judgment is at the door. He said judgment will begin where? In the house of God. Oh, yes, we see judgment has begun in the house on today. I tell you all, we'll be coming from Amos right quick. Amos chapter 3 and verse 1 says, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, oh, yes, Jesus has brought us out, and look like the people have really gone back. He said, have spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, the whole house. That's what he's talking about, the whole house, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they agree? Oh, my God, look around. The church and the world is walking together. They must be in agreement today. But the word of God said no. And verse 5 said, can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no grain is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Oh, my God, we're blowing the trumpet today. Can you hear the trumpet sound? He's calling you back to himself. Where you've gotten yoked up, tied up, and tangled up, he's calling you back to himself. He said he brought you out of Egypt. What in the world? Look around the church and the world. He brought us out, and look like everybody is gone back. Going back to old dances, going back to old songs, going back to old hairdos, going back to everything, but not returning to the true and living God. For we know there are many gods, but we're talking about the true and living God. You have walked away from the one that has brought you out of Egypt, have brought us out of a wilderness, have brought us out of a hard place. We've made promises to God. Lord, if you save me, Lord, if you heal me, Lord, if you bring me out of this situation that I got myself in and seemed like I just couldn't get out, Lord, if you do this for me, I will do what you called me to do, and that is to be a witness for you in this dark and dying world. Oh, my God, when you look around and see the church today, oh, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame. I was looking online today, and I was just thinking about, you know, how I'm always talking about Bishop Jay. Yes, because he's been a great influence all across America with all different nationalities where women are concerned. When they say, woman, thou art loose. Oh, my God, I was going through the Internet today, and I was looking at the guy. The First Lady Conference and the God's Leading Lady Conference and the Southern Ladies Conference and the Sleeping Lady Conference and the Chosen Lady Conference and the Champion Ladies Conference. I mean, Lady Gaga at the Youth Women Conference. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. And I mean, it just went on and on and on. And I tell you, what really got me was, oh, my God, the baby doll conference. I mean, the women sitting around holding doll babies, talking about a doll baby. It has not a soul. What in the world is going on? We got people out here, you know, dying, you know, losing their lives in there. I mean, murdering all around about us and all different kinds of things going on, even with abortion. And I mean, it's just so much stuff going on that we really could be, you know, affected to somebody's life. But you're playing games with your soul. The enemy has tricked the body of Christ. When T.D. Jakes said, woman, thou art loose, I mean, Lord have mercy, you look around. Yes, the women are really, really loose. The enemy knows if he could get to the women, then, you know, it was nothing to get to the men. That's why he came to the woman first, just like he did in the garden. He came to Eve first. And then she turned around and gave it to Adam to get a bite. Oh, my God. Look around at the church today. And I tell you, there was a conference called Conquering Hell in High Heels. Come on, church. Come on. Conquering Hell in High Heels. That's your trail. Listen. I mean, what can a shoe do for you? Oh, my God. Now, you can't talk with the devil with material. You must conquer the devil with the word of God. That's why he's just distracting you, and he's fooling you. He's tricking you. The word of God said he comes to trick you. He comes to seduce you. He comes to turn you away from truth on today. Oh, my God. I tell you, it's just so much we could talk about. And then I went to a site, and Lord have mercy. Looked at the Church of God in Christ. The women had on nun outfits. Oh, my God. You could compare them with a nun. I said, oh, my God. My God, where have the church gone? I tell you, well, anyway, I have a guest today. My guest today is Sister Tracy. Sister Tracy, could you come in and talk? Help me talk about all this stuff that's going on today. I'm telling you, we're trying to let people know that they really need to get in your Bible and see what the word has to say. The enemy has tricked the church to take you away from the word of God with all these other new things. And, you know, the word of God said there's nothing new under the sun. He said his word don't change. He remains the same. But I tell you, the people have gotten away from the word of God, and the enemy has tricked you to tell you you can do whatever you want to do. That's the Aleister Crowley, Jay-Z doctrine. But the word of God said to deny you. That's what you have to do, and that's what the devil don't want you to do, is to deny yourself on today. But I tell you, I get frustrated, and I get angry when I see what the enemy is doing. And, you know, we're just trying to share with you today. To get into the word of God like never before and see what the word of God is saying to the church on today. God bless you, Sister Tracy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Sister Harris. How are you today?
I'm blessed by the best and ain't taking the devil's mess. How about yourself?
Amen, amen. Not taking none of his
amen.
Mess.
Amen.
Not one iota. Hello, Ready Church. I pray everyone is enjoying the blessings of the Lord's presence in their lives.
Oh,
it,
yes.
It is such a blessing. I sit down, Sister Harris, and I think about people who didn't grow up in Christian homes and
yes.
they were introduced to either all other kind of religions or none at all. And I think that sometimes we as believers need to stop some time and think about the blessing, whether you were raised in a Christian home and you continued in walking with the Lord, or you met him in your adult life.
Yes.
I love hearing some of your other guests, Sister Johnson, their testimonies. But I sit down and I'm like, God, I thank you that you didn't leave me out there, that you
yes.
blessed me to be among them that truly understand that you are who you said you are, that you are the Almighty God, that you are the creator
yes.
of heaven and earth and all that is good, and that for whatever reason you chose me. And the thing about it is, he gives us all a choice, but
yes.
I'm just grateful that he put me in a place of being a part of the knowing, them that really understand, and to be able to see. You know, when
yes.
I know that when me and you talk, when we talk and we talk about the stuff that we're seeing on YouTube and on TV and stuff that's going on in the world, it's a blessing
yes.
to be able to see the dividing line that God has drawn and to know that
yes.
you're on the right side. It is such a blessing because these people have lost their minds.
Yes.
It is absolutely amazing to me the things that are going on in what is people are calling the house of God, and you can't see it. I mean, you can't see that not only is this not God, but how offensive it is to him. You can't
yes.
feel the hurt and the anger in his heart about what's going on in the church, what's being presented to our babies as holy.
Yes.
I mean, I thank the holy and living God for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that are willing
yes.
to receive the truth and to receive correction.
Oh, yes. Oh,
just
yes.
surrounded by
oh,
evil.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm so grateful. I was watching I was in YouTube today looking around at some of these street preachers that are truly preaching
yeah.
the gospel, and just to watch the sinners and how incensed they get and how angry. And I'm sitting there at my desk and I'm like, why not just walk away? Why stand there if you don't want to hear what they're preaching about? Why stand there? And I mean, you know it's the devil. I mean, I understand that. But why not
yes.
just walk away? He's not forcing you to sit there, you know. It's not like he walked into your home and you're held captive. But just to see how incensed people are against the word of God. And I'm like, wow. And I mean, the very God that you're trying to defy gave you the breath it took for you to do and say the things that you're doing against him.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
yeah,
amazing to me.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them myself. I mean, they actually just walk up and spit in their face, you know. And, I mean, I say, oh, my God, you know, no respect whatsoever. No respect
None.
Whatsoever.
It's sad.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. we're living in a crucial, crucial evil time.
Right.
You know, where the love of men is waxing cold and just no respect, no moral values, no standards. I mean, it's just, we're just at a point where you look like there's no return. It looks almost like, you know, the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know?
Yeah. That lady, what was her name, the one that was preaching about, excuse me, conquering hell and heels?
Kimberly Jones.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what her name was. Yeah, she... I was, like, watching her, and I was like, no scripture.
No
she
scripture.
Didn't even really talk about the Lord. She more talked about herself, but it was like she was just rambling.
Oh, yeah.
And the people
oh,
that
yeah.
were there were just amening and hallelujah and say that. And I'm like, she's not saying anything.
Right,
she's
right.
not giving you anything that's going to bring life to whatever it is in your life that's going on, whether it's good or bad. You know, we always want to look to God to fix our bad stuff, and we don't, you know, want to involve him in the good stuff. You know, we got to involve God in everything. But I'm
yes.
like, when you leave that place, wherever it was that she was preaching or whatever it was she was doing, she didn't leave you with anything to take home with you.
Right. Right.
And I was just like thinking, wow, I'm like, I love music, Sister Harris. I mean, I love music. I'm a music fanatic. It's hard to see me driving down the street, you know, unless I'm having my quiet time with the Lord without me having some kind of music on. I love Christian, clean Christian gospel music. But you know what? I want the word. Give me the word of God.
Right.
If you can't give me the word of God, there's not a whole lot that I can, you know, I don't have a whole lot of investment in that. You know, I love music, but not that much. And I'm like, I don't want to sit in anybody's presence who's just going on and on and on and on and on and on and on, but you ain't said no scriptures. You ain't said nothing about the word of God. You're not even quoting scripture in your own words. You just going on and on. And I was just like, wow. I mean, the emptiness of what she was doing, and people were so satisfied with that. Jesus is so much more. I mean, I could talk about Jesus all day and never be tired and be so full when the conversation ends.
All right.
I think that's probably why people are so empty, because if you don't have the word in you, you know, it's like it's an appetizer that makes you want more.
right.
You know, right. And you know, that's why people can go to Mega Fest and see Tyler Perry speak in some kind of tongues and get excited.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you couldn't see that. God had nothing to do with none of that.
Nothing.
You know, and it's like when God's presence isn't there, his true people see his absence.
Right.
And it's just sad to see so many people. I just pray, Sister Harris, because it is heartbreaking. That, you know, you know that so many people are turning away, and it's like I'll never forget years ago. My sister-in-law was really going through a bad time, and I said, I just want to give up and just walk away from this Christian life. And she said to me, she said, well, now, Tracy, she said, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And that really hit home, because where are you going to go?
Right.
So I'm glad I don't understand. You know, Lord, I'm glad I don't understand, but I don't understand. I don't understand how you can even get a taste of Jesus and then be able to walk into the Mega Fest and the Creflo Dollar Ministries and the Joyce Myers and not feel the lack of God's presence in it and still be satisfied.
That's right. I couldn't.
Like drinking dry water.
All right. I tell you, Lord have mercy. I mean, the church has a lot of work that needs to be done. Those that are still yet contending for the faith, those that are still holding on. You know, sometimes you feel like you are the only one, but the word of God says he got 7,000 have them bowed to Baal.
That's right.
You know,
That's not right.
Everybody's eating this mess up. Not everybody's blind and cannot see and ears and cannot hear, as the word has said.
And
you
we
know,
have
he got, you know, people that are still holding on to the faith.
Right.
That was once given to the saints. I mean, it's not new. He's still the same.
Right.
You know, yesterday, today, and forever, we got to say what the word is saying. We got to stand on God's word today.
Amen.
And we see that he's soon to come, because we see all the signs, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and divers places. We see all the signs.
Right.
You know, people getting married. Every time you turn around, you look, and this one getting married, and that one getting married. As in the days of Noah, and Noah's message did never change. He preached 120 years.
Yeah.
The same word.
The same word.
And we got to stay on that same word today.
That's right.
You know?
That's
and
why
you
I pray and intercede. I pray and intercede for the people that God has raised up in these last days to do what you're doing and to do what I'm doing and to do what your kids are doing and others that are true in the faith, to do what Sister Johnson's doing and, you know, proclaim the truth of the word of God. And, you know, my prayer for them is that they would be strong and that God would continue to just strengthen them and continue to feed us the truth and give us, you know, all that is in his heart, that he would pour it into our hearts. And if only one person comes to Christ, it'll be worth it all. Because
hell
is not a pleasant experience. I'm not even going to talk about the burning, because people think that's the worst part of hell. There is nothing worse that can happen to any human being than to be separated from God, to be eternally separated from
God.
That's not good. There's no pleasure in that. and you know you hear, you know, when I hear sinners say the stuff that they say, my heart goes out to them, because it's like, you don't understand what it is that you're actually, you know, we're going to have a party when we get down there. We're going to be running hell. No, that's not even it, because you're going to be so concerned with the absence of God that the flames that are going to be about you will be secondary. And I think about people like Billy Graham, who is now preaching inclusion, and you know, everybody's going to make it in, and it's like, you know, how do you go from the truth to that? And my whole thing is, okay, if you guys are going to decide that you want to go off the rails that way, go off of the path that God set, and do everything except what the Word of God said, my prayer is, Lord, continue to raise up them, those of us who are going to stick with what the Word says, who are going to preach forth the Word of God, the truth, not sugarcoat it, not cut corners, and not be apologetic about it. If one person comes to Christ because of it, it is worth it all.
That's true.
We got too much work to do, and it's infuriating to watch some of the stuff that Tory Roberts. Excuse me. When I saw that video of him apologizing to Destiny's Child, the anger that rose up in my spirit, and I literally had to get up from my desk and walk. I was so angry, and I thought, how dare you? And then to say I'm apologizing on behalf of the church. No.
It's about the money. With him.
Oh, yeah.
She got all those movie stars and actors. His church is basically filled up with movie stars and actors. And it's all about the money. He wants the money to keep coming.
But I'm trying to understand, Sister Harris, why not just serve the devil?
Right.
I mean, I know that they're on assignment. I know the devil sends them to destroy the church. But I'm just like, you probably would make more money if you was just out there. Since that's what is your motivation to defy God is money. Go on out there and make all you can.
Right.
You're not making you're not making in the church what you would make if you were just in the world. The devil is not going. Because the bottom line is, somebody, you know, the Lord may still use something you say to save somebody. God's not going to deny somebody salvation if they're learning in ignorance and they don't know no better. I believe that if a person truly is seeking the Lord, he knows how to still get to them. So the devil's not going to reward you like he would reward Jay-Z and Beyonce. So why not just go out there?
Right.
I'm waiting to see how long it's going to be before Kirk Franklin, just because I heard he's getting ready to do a secular album. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what I heard.
No, I have mercy. Yeah, I know. I heard it, too.
Right.
To me, he's already secular.
I'm waiting to see when he's going to just turn. I mean, just like Tone did. I mean, Tone, when he turned, he went all the way out there. Now they're trying to say he's coming back. And I'm like, I ain't heard no
resistance.
I ain't heard no resistance. And people, you know, I had a person say to me, well, who are you that he got to repent to you? And I'm like, it's not that he has to repent to me, but he did his debauchery before men. So his apology and his repentance needs to be before men, because just like Paul had a reputation of killing Christians. They would not accept and receive Paul as now being a messenger of God until he publicly proclaimed that what he did was wrong. And we have hold each other the same accountability that God held Paul.
That's right.
We have to.
Openly.
And you can't get, you know, you all on YouTube cussing and I mean, just flaming homosexual stuff and just doing it. I mean, just a disgrace to the name of God. And now all of a sudden, because he's dancing next to Dorinda Clark Cole, Tone's back. And I said, really? I ain't heard no repentance. I ain't heard no apology to the church for his behavior.
No. Right.
You know, when you go online and you see some of his videos and stuff, and you see the comments that people are making, these young kids are being led to believe, well, you know, God can still use them because he got all that talent.
I'm
thinking of all the children that you've misled through your misteachings.
Right.
You know, and we in the body of Christ need to come to a place where we realize, and we need to come to a place where it is our testimony that God don't need none of us.
Right.
You know, and I hear people say when they try to do the creation thing, and God was lonely, so he made man. No, God wasn't lonely. There wasn't no loneliness going on there. No, God mm-hmm. don't have defaults like we. That's a default. He is God,
right.
and he is sufficient
right.
all by himself. So we have to understand that being used by God is a privilege, and it is a blessing. It is not something that God needs from us. I mean, God don't need none of us. He uses us. It's to our benefit.
Right.
That he would even
right.
allow me to open my mouth to even speak his name, let alone speak for him, is beyond being privileged. So we have to
yes.
we have to get that understood. So when you look at someone's talents, they mean nothing to God. Your talents mean nothing to him if they're not being used to his glory.
Right. Gifts are without repentance anyway. It's a gift.
Right.
You know, you know? But that's the thing that, you know, people are not reading their Bible.
Right.
So that's why when they hear Tony and, you know, and all these others, you know, they can really sing, you know. I mean, but it's a gift. You know?
Right. Uh-huh.
Lucifer, he was a powerful, you know, walking around with all different kinds of instruments and all different kinds of sounds. So come on,
mm-hmm.
that's what the anime is using, the sound.
Yeah, people don't realize Lucifer wasn't, he didn't play the organ, he was an organ.
He was a walking instrument.
Look at his fate.
Right.
You know, God,
right.
you know, God didn't take that from him. You know, if, when God kicked him out of heaven, he didn't say, give me that back. He didn't need it.
Right.
Because everything that God gave you, God didn't give you anything that was going to make him less God.
Right.
So anything you think you have to offer him, if you decide that you want to give it to his enemy, God is not going to suffer because of that.
Right.
Because like I said before,
yeah.
if nobody makes it in, he's still God.
Still God.
You know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He is still God.
You're going to call me up. You know how me and you do.
I love my God. I love my Lord Jesus Christ. I love him.
Yes,
I love him.
Lord.
I love him. And I get upset
yes.
when folks misrepresent him, when they talk about him wrong, when they lie on him. And, you know, it makes my blood boil. You talk about righteous indignation. I will take your head off about my Jesus. I mean, not literally. But, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, we need to take
there.
Time to understand who God is.
That's
I mean,
right,
we're talking about a person who is so awesome, he can think you gone, and nobody will ever know you were. Nobody that ever knew you would even remember your existence. We're talking about a God who has all power to do whatever he wants, whatever
yes.
he wants. But he's so awesome, he doesn't do things to prove anything to us. He got to prove
all
himself
right.
to you. The fact that you're
right.
living and breathing is all the proof that you need.
Yes.
And, you know, you sit up thinking that, you know, God needs somebody's talent. Well, that boy can play. You know, we're going to go and let him play the keyboard, even though he's flaming and got a man living with him at home and they about to get married. No, God don't need that keyboard player. You
Come
know what? Don't play
it.
No music.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we have to be willing. We have to get to a place where we understand that our God is so sufficient that we do not have to compromise.
That's it.
In order for him to get glory.
All
because
right.
he doesn't get glory out of our compromise.
Right.
We got to stand on what his word said. Stand on what he told us.
Yes.
That's where his glory
That's
comes
true.
In. His
oh,
glory
yes.
comes when we obey him. You know, God, he ain't pleased with your sacrifices. He wants you.
Come on with it.
You know, he wants you to obey him. He wants you to walk in the obedience of his word. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't tell me you love God and you in the studio with these foul-mouthed rappers calling yourself doing recording albums with Satanists and witch doctors and all that kind. Don't tell me that you love God and do crazy stuff like that. He said, if you
all
love
right.
me, keep my commandments. Well, what's his commandments? Be ye separate. Come out from among unbelievers.
All right.
Like you said, how can two walk together except they agree?
That's it.
You know, we got to get this thing right. You know, we so busy trying to please men and and we're trying to get the numbers, thinking God is sitting up on his throne, worried about, ooh, the devil got 75 and I only got 50. I got to catch up. No. God is not a numbers man.
All right.
He is not about numbers. He's like, he's one individual soul is a win.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, and the Bible made it clear that, you know, narrow is the way that's going to lead to life. And that lets you know most people ain't going to heaven.
Come on.
You know, the way is narrow. And, you know, the Lord showed me, I think I've said this before, the Lord showed me years ago, he said, if everybody is running in one direction, you could pretty much guarantee I'm in the opposite direction. I mean, you know, when I see people, you know, this new fad that comes up, it's always, oh, yeah, this is a new thing. It's like, God ain't nowhere in that because everybody doing it.
There you go.
And if the world is embracing it, there's your clue right there. The Bible says that the world loves their own.
Yes.
You know, and you got, you know, folks saying, you know, T.D. Jakes is the world's pastor. Well, come on, what's that got to say about him? Yep, if you were of God, the world would not love you.
Right.
You
That's
know.
The word. We don't say what the words say. There you go.
Amen. Amen. I love the word of God. I love that there's no refuting it. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm like, when people want to argue with you about the word of God, just stop the argument. Because
there
if
you
argue about what the word of God says, you the word of God just ain't in you.
There you
when
go.
The word of God is in
there
you, everything agrees with it, you know, everything. You know, when a person comes to you with a word from the Lord, and it's truly a word from the Lord, and you belong to him, your spirit will receive that thing.
Yes.
Because they coincide with each other. You can't separate God. I love when God showed me, you know, where his word says God is not divided.
Yes.
And he was showing me, he said, that's why. Because I cannot be divided. If I send somebody to you with a word, and that word is truly from you, from me, and you belong to me, you will know that that word is mine because I cannot be divided. And the only way that you would not receive that word, you don't belong to me.
Right.
Because that's
right.
A division.
Right.
You know, our God is one. Right. The Lord, our God, is one God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
There is no God like Jehovah. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for being my God. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord,
yes.
For every
yes.
soul, Lord. Oh, my Lord.
He's
just too precious to play around with like that.
That's right. That's right.
Just
That's
too
right.
Precious.
And if people act like they just, I mean, I don't know. He said, follow these men and women only as they follow Christ.
Right.
You know, if they're turning you away and telling you it's new and come on and cross over and move up and back up and all that stuff and that's not him. Ain't the new, and the word of God had already told us that the seducer was coming.
Right.
A lot of these people did not watch, they did not pray, they did not stay alert. He was warning us.
Right. It's all in the word. All the stuff that we're seeing today is all in the word of God.
Oh, yes.
It is all in the word of God. It's there. And
there
we are without excuse. Jesus left us without excuse. He told us what these last days would be like, what they would look like. And the thing that I'm discovering, Sister Harris, is the more I see things unfold and then I go back and read the word again, it really helps me to see just how literal the Bible really is. I mean, I've always believed that the Bible was literal, but it's like it takes you to another level of the life of God's word. When Jesus said, you know, when they tell you that I'm out in the desert, don't go there. Well, you know, growing up, I would read that scripture thinking that it was, you know, it was a metaphor. But people are actually going out in the desert thinking they're meeting Jesus, and like he meant that literally.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, and it's just amazing to me. And I'm like, how is it that he gave you this a whole book telling you all these things are going to happen and you still miss it? There's no excuse. Nobody has a legitimate reason for going to hell when they die. Nobody.
Come on. Come on.
And how you grow up in the church, and I mean, I understand, you know, I always say it, I believe that T.D. Jakes is a plant. I believe that he's on assignment and always has been. But I'm looking at some of these people that go to these churches, that flock to these programs, and they pay all this money to be lied to and all these different kinds of things. It's like, what part of the word was it that made you so confused that you would miss this? Because it's Bible says his word is so easy, a fool can understand it.
Right.
It ain't no deeper interpretation of the Bible.
Surely.
I mean, God will take you deeper in some areas to show you more things, but you don't need the deep to understand the simple word of God.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, my family member that still attends, I'm assuming he still attends, you know, I sent him an email and I never got a response, but, you know, just begging him, please come out of that. Please come out of TDJ's church. Because, you know, you just kind of feel like it's something in the atmosphere, you know, something's about to happen. You know, I don't know, but, you know, I'm
something
like, I love you, and I want you to come out of it. My plea is for all these people, you know, don't sit in your living room and put your TV on TBN and watch T.D. Jakes.
Right.
That's just as deadly.
That's
you know,
right.
Why would you even invest your time in these people?
That's true.
Because
that's
it's unfruitful works of God.
You.
It's unfruitful works of darkness, what they're teaching. And God said, have nothing to do with that.
That's the word. That's the word.
So I'm like, Lord, help
That's
us.
The
help
word.
Us, Lord. Help us. Help us to be strong, God, and to not be discouraged. To keep that fire in us, God. Keep that fire in us that keeps us proclaiming your word and being determined to preach forth the truth of your word and not compromise and not being willing to cut corners.
God.
And Lord, I'd rather hurt somebody's feelings if it means they come to Christ than to sugarcoat the truth to make them feel comfortable in their sin, Lord. I thank God. I thank God for his word.
Thank you for his word
because that's what's keeping us is his word.
Yes.
I don't care what we come across. The answer is in the Word of God.
Yes. Yes. And it's only one way.
The
he
only
is
way.
The door.
Yep. And
he
that's
is the door.
Right.
You come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. He
that's
is
right.
the door. Jesus is the door.
Jesus is the door, not a door.
Yes.
He is
the door.
Door.
Yes. Jesus is the door. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I tell you, I love the Lord.
I do.
I love the Lord with all my heart. I love God.
Amen.
And, you know, we just want to make a difference here at the Reddit Church. You know, we're just trying to, you know, to shake you and awaken you from your slumber, from your sleep. There's so many people that are asleep and slumbering. I mean, we have no time to sleep, no time to slumber.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you look around and up there in Colorado, you know, the flood, and I mean, with everything the Word has already warned us of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so much. I mean, you know, houses going under. I mean, you know, it's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And the church is playing games with men's souls. Playing with men's soul, these conferences with all this money, it's all about money.
Right.
You know, if you ain't got no money, you ain't going to get in.
Right, that's
you know,
true.
It's the same way it was when we was in the world. You
right.
know, I mean, you had to pay to go to the concert, you mm-hmm. won't get in.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, you know, but he said, freely I give and freely receive the word of God.
Amen.
We shouldn't have to pay for what he gave us free.
Amen.
You know, he already paid the price at Calvary's cross. They don't want to hear about the cross, don't want to hear about the blood, don't want to hear nothing about the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to call on that name because there's still power in the name of Jesus. No other
Amen.
Name like the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's why people get upset. There's something about the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about
oh,
God
yes.
all day, but when you say Jesus, that's the divine
oh,
word.
Yes.
Because, you know, people see God
oh,
as
yes.
a generic word now. But when you say Jesus or Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
That's
I mean,
when
people
the
just go
to come unglued.
You know, like Oprah talking about, what about Jesus? What about
right.
Jesus? Oh, my God. She wouldn't
she
say that
know.
About the Quran, though.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
That.
And I really get irritated when I hear Christians say the Holy Quran. I'm like, no, ain't nothing holy about
the Quran.
Nothing.
My Lord. My Lord.
I just bless the Lord. I'm grateful for giving us insight and giving us an understanding of the truth and helping us to know His character. We're able to share Him with others that others will. I just pray that someone's listening who's been, who's had questions, and that you would be strengthened in understanding that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the only way.
Jesus.
And he's the only path you want to be on. You don't want to get involved in Buddhism and atheism and in agnosticism and Hinduism and all these different things.
Mm-hmm. All these isms.
Jesus Christ is the way.
Yes.
Whatever
no
you're going
way.
Through, He's the answer.
He's the answer.
If your heart is repentant toward Him and you're willing to confess that you're a sinner and that you need Him to save your soul, He will accept you and He will forgive you and He will embrace you and He will give you what you need to live this life the way He wants you to live it.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus cares about you.
What'd you say, honey?
No, I just said Jesus cares about you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I see we have Sister Johnson on hold. We're going to let her come in. And Sister Johnson, are you there?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. Sister Tracy, good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice as well.
I thank God for the message on tonight, and I thank God for you all while you all were ministering. I was just sitting here praising God. Thanking God for you all and thanking Him most of all for the Word of God on tonight. And you all were talking about entertainment, and it's just sad to see that people are just sitting in the house of God wanting to be entertained rather than for their souls to be saved, and rather than to go and hear the Word of God, they'd rather go and be entertained by these people. So I'm just grateful tonight that we all know the Word of God for ourselves. And
Amen.
The Bible tells us in John that when the Spirit of truth is come, He's going to lead and guide us into all truth.
Yes.
And I just thank God that we all know truth on tonight. And when truth is inside of you, you can't accept anything less.
That's right.
I don't want entertainment. My soul loves Jesus. And I thank God tonight for saving us, for keeping us, for allowing us to continue to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like trumpets. I love you all. God bless you. Continue for the faith that was once given to the saints.
Amen.
For God be the glory.
Oh, yes. For God's glory.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a mouthful right there. Oh, yes, for God's glory. I mean, we see that, man wants God, wants to try to take God's glory, and He's not giving it to another. Nobody's going to get His glory.
That's right.
Nobody. He said if He be lifted up, if He be lifted up, we got to come back and do what the Word say. He said if He be lifted up, not if man be lifted up, He will draw men to Himself. I tell you, we're going to stand on the Word. Ain't that right?
I thank God for the message that Pastor brought last night. He was talking about my soul is a serious thing. I say, yes, Lord, my soul.
Amen.
All right.
It's a serious matter when it comes to your soul. So I just thank God, that my soul loves Jesus tonight. I have decided to follow Jesus and no turning back for me.
Amen.